planet Earth floats against the darkness of outer space.
So, a few years ago, I accidentally received a distress call. I was done with my homework, so I answered it.
In a forest, a teen girl flies toward a dam using a jetpack.
Now, I save the world.
Dark liquid bubbles on the other side.
Okay, here's the sitch. A big deal slime scientist has been captured by the evil Professor Dementor. And I'm gonna rescue him.
The girl lands.
Who am I?
She removes her helmet.
I'm Kim Possible.
Inside the dam, a scientist sits chained to a chair. One of several men wearing all black approaches, clenching his fist.
I've done everything you've asked. I've formulated the world's most dangerous disintegrating slime. Please, please let me go. I miss my wife and my kids and my mold spores.
The man in black steps up to the scientist.
My dear Dr. Glockman, you say this is the Uber slime.
Dr. Glockman nods.
Let's make sure.
Outside, a henchman holds a walkie-talkie.
I need backup!
He and Kim run toward each other on the top of the dam. She backflips through the air using her jetpack and plants a kick on his chest. Several more henchmen come running from the other direction. Kim extends the wings of her jetpack and leans forward. She unlatches it from her chest. The jetpack flies off of her back and takes out the advancing henchmen. It lands softly on the ground behind them. Two henchmen grab hold of Kim and push her toward the edge of the dam. A teen boy with a jetpack comes hurtling down from the sky. He collides with the henchmen.
This is Ron Stoppable, best friend and best sidekick.
Ron lands near barrels with images of flames on them.
Are we winning?
Ron, look at the hench dudes you took out.
Ron, you've done it again.
As he unlatches his jetpack, the wings expand. It flies off his back and over the dam. Ron leans against a barrel.
I'm sure Dementor didn't see that.
The barrel spills liquid, which a light falls on and ignites.
Ron, run!
Ron follows Kim to cover. A fireball erupts on top of the dam. Kim and Ron look toward the explosion.
Okay, might have seen that.
Kim, I got a target lock. Here, see for yourself.
That's our friend Wade, resident tech genius. He graduated from college when he was 10.
Professor Dementor is the scientist chained up on level 6. You better hurry. Come on, Ron, let's do this.
Inside the dam, the man in black, Professor Dementor, brings a cup over to a globe. He pours black slime over the globe. Dr. Glockman, still chained up, watches from a catwalk above. The globe disintegrates.
Success! The world is mine!
The black slime changes color.
What? Why is it turning all pink and sparkly?
I don't know. It's probably just a byproduct of the disintegration process.
I cannot take over the world, but the pink and the sparkles, everybody will make the fun!
How? They'll all be disintegrated.
As will you, Dr. Schmarty Pants. Now,
oh, no.
Engage the painfully slow descending hook into your slimy doom.
Please don't do this. Please be reasonable.
Kim and Ron enter the dam and descend a staircase. Glockman hangs over a tank of bubbling black slime. Dementor scratches under the strap of his helmet.
Oh, my strap is itchy.
Please get me out of here!
Slime's up, Professor Dementor.
Proline, Possible, get her! Go!
Ron, unhook the dock. I'll take the goons.
Dementor presses a button.
Go faster, hook!
On the catwalk, Kim kicks a henchman in the chest and turns toward another. She kicks the second henchman and dodges punches from the first. She grabs both men's arms and flips them over. A third guard approaches.
Ron, grapple me.
Ron throws her a grappling hook. She fires it at the henchman. Its cord winds around him, tying him up. She pulls him forward and kicks him in the chest with both feet. Another henchman grabs her arm. The grappling hook lands in the slime and disintegrates.
What will you do without your grappling hook, Fraulein?
She kicks the henchman.
Oh, that is what you will do.
Ron tries to free Glopman.
You have to push it and turn. Push it and turn at the same time.
Henchmentos, stop that clumsy boy!
As henchmen approach, Ron grabs onto Glopman and they both dangle from the chain.
What are you doing back there?
I'm saving you.
They hang over the slime.
Help!
Kim looks down at Dementor.
Help! Help!
She fights off a henchman and throws him off the catwalk. The henchman lands on Dementor. Kim looks over at Ron and Glopman.
Help us!
She uncaps a tube that emits a laser. She swings the laser, cutting the chain that holds Ron and Glopman. They land safely beside the tank of slime.
Come on, Doc, we gotta get out of here.
No, I can't. There's a world-ending supply of deadly slime here. We must destroy it.
Kim taps a medallion on her neckline. It projects a holographic screen.
Wait, I know we gotta fly, but I need you to see if there's a self-destruct button.
Ron leans against a red button.
Self-destruct sequence initiated. Enjoy your death.
Found it.
Dementor gets into a small coffin-shaped chamber.
Looks like I have the only escape pod.
Hey, Wade, reroute that puppy to the nearest police station.
With pleasure.
A screen on the escape pod reads, rerouting, new course.
No!
The escape pod launches.
Kim, 30 seconds to self-destruct!
We gotta go, come on.
On top of the dam.
Take this, Ron and I can share.
Glopman wears a jetpack.
And from now on, I'll only use my slime for the good of humanity.
Maybe the occasional kids' award show.
Drone mode, Wade. Let's get Dr. Glopman to safety.
Can do.
Kim hits a button on the jetpack's harness. It flies away with Glopman.
Kim, remember what happened to our only other jetpack?
Kim and Ron look over the dam. They spot the other jetpack on a ledge under a rocky cliff. Explosions erupt from the slime behind them.
Okay. I have a plan.
They step back from the edge of the dam.
Whoa. Wade, remote fire on jetpack.
On it!
The thrusters of the stranded jetpack fire up.
Hey, Kim, when I told you that one time I jumped off a cliff for you, I didn't expect it to happen!
Kim takes Ron's hand. They jump off the dam. A giant wave of black slime follows them as they fall. Kim grabs hold of the jetpack as it flies past. It carries her and Ron away. The title appears, Disney Kim Possible.
You're a basic average girl, and I'm here to save the world. You can't stop me because I'm Kim Possible. There is nothing I can do, and when danger causes, know that I am on my way.
So what's the sitch?
Call me, beep me, if you wanna reach me.
And in Europe last night, teen hero Kim Possible captured her 14th villain this year.
I am an innocent escape pod enthusiast! This is police!
Europe. No wonder Kimmy got in so late. I'm glad she's home safe and sound.
I'm worried about her not getting enough sleep.
Yeah, well...
Or dissolving in slime.
A drone flies toward a red-haired woman. She blocks it with a cereal box.
Jam? Tim?
Our bad, Mom and Dad. Still working out some bugs.
Well, I should make sure our gal isn't too tired from her mission to wake up for school.
Kim stretches in her bedroom. The red-haired woman enters.
Kimmy Ann. The bus is almost here. Wait.
The bus will be here in 6 minutes. You're looking swell today, Dr. P.
Thank you, Wade. Now log off. This is a girls-only convo.
Over and out.
This is a big day. You feel ready? I'm so excited. I finished all my summer reading like 2 weeks ago. I've done a VR walkthrough of the school so I don't get lost. Oh, and my cheer squad audition routine is, if I do say so myself, flawless. Okay, well, I guess that answered
my... Oh, and look!
Kim opens a closet. A clothing rack slides out.
I picked out and sorted all of my outfits for the month.
Wow, for the first month.
Oh, and I memorized my teachers' names, their birthdays, their food allergies, just in case we want to get them a gift.
Okay, Kimmy.
Oh, and this morning, started prepping for my midterms and finals. Because they're only 4 and 8 months away, so I can't be too prepared.
Right. Yeah, so you've been really busy since...
3 a.m.
Well, 4 a.m. I took a little nap after saving the world from slimy doom.
Sit down, my little hummingbird.
Kim sits with her mom.
Oh, what's up?
My sweet girl. I want you to know that high school can be kind of daunting. It's okay if you don't figure it all out on the first day.
Don't worry. I've allowed myself the morning of day two as well for wiggle room.
Day two.
Mm-hmm. Mom, don't worry.
I'm Kim Possible. I handle things. It's who I am. It's what I do.
Oh, sweetie, just know that we're here for you if you need more wiggle room.
I've got the genes of a rocket scientist and a black belt brain surgeon. I think I'll survive Middleton High.
They hug. A holographic screen appears.
Aww.
Wade.
Sorry, I just got a GPS lock on the school bus.
Departure in 3 minutes. Perfect. Activate the window, please.
A window opens behind Kim.
Okay, Mom, I gotta go. Don't worry. Besides, it's just high school. How hard can it be?
Kim front flips out the window. She jogs to the edge of the roof and waves to her mom before heading off. Kim runs up a curving suburban street wearing a backpack, a red leather jacket, and pink sneakers. Her medallion projects a holographic screen.
Kim, the bus is on your street now!
Up ahead, two teen girls stand at a corner. A yellow school bus pulls up. Kim sprints past two women. One of them takes their hand off a stroller, which rolls away. Kim somersaults, then fires a grappling hook at the stroller's handle. Its cord retracts, pulling the stroller.
Oh my gosh!
The mother grabs it.
Thank you, Kim. No problem.
Kim races toward the school bus.
The doors are closing. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Kim fires her grappling hook at a streetlight. She swings into the bus just before the doors close.
Made it!
Booyah!
Ron looks around at the disinterested students. In a control room, Wade sits back in his chair. On the bus, Kim lowers her raised arms. Text appears over a building atop a snowy peak, a remote Arctic prison.
Kim Possible, you defeated my giant robot. You blew up my private island. And now, I'm stuck here thanks to you. But I have you in my grasp now, and there is no escape. Into the alligator pit with you.
No, Dr. Draken, please, show mercy.
No mercy!
A prisoner, Dr. Draken, dunks a makeshift doll in a toilet. Blue veins bulge on his neck and forehead. His glass cell stands in a much larger room. The lights go out. Lights in Draken's cell turn on. A burst of green energy blows a thick door at the far end of the room off of its hinges. Smoke and embers waft in. Draken stares from his cell. A dark-haired woman with glowing green wrist gauntlets emerges from the smoke.
Wow. I catch you at a sad time, Draken?
He hides his doll.
Don't sneak up on me like that, Shigo! And for your information, this is a scale model revenge simulator.
It's a dolly and a toilet.
He sticks the doll in his shirt pocket.
Did you enact my instructions?
Yes. Followed all the dumb requests you sent me while you were on this, I don't know, enforced vacation for the last year. It was just as annoying as working with you in person.
So good to see you too.
Shigo fires beams of green energy from her hands at the glass wall of Draken's cell, melting it and creating an opening.
You do know this jailbreak is time-sensitive. Can we move this along? Let's go!
She blows open a hole in the ceiling. An aircraft touches down and opens a hatch.
Why do you need all that garbage?
For my plan.
Draken collects items and steps out of his cell.
To be the world's greatest evildoer.
And what about Kim Possible? The world's greatest evil undoer.
Possible.
He holds out the doll.
Your end is
It floats upward in a beam shining from the aircraft's hatch.
No. Probable.
Shiko pulls him into the beam. They rise into the hatch. Dozens of students mill around outside a large high school. The school bus's doors open and Ron starts filming as he and Kim step out.
Stoppable here at Middleton High.
Ron, you are not live streaming our first day of school.
And we are live. Oh, this is Kim Possible. We're both a little cranky after saving the world last night.
So not cranky. I feel great.
The students form a circle around Kim and Ron. A girl with sunglasses looks over.
Yuck.
Kim narrows her eyes. The girl lowers her sunglasses.
Kim? Ah! Welcome to high school, my little freshman. Oh.
Hi, Bonnie. Missed you last year.
Oh, well, I'm here now, and I want you to think of me as your sophomore big sister.
An astonishingly popular big sister.
Bonnie leads Kim inside. Ron follows and continues filming.
That's Bonnie. She and Kim have hated each other for longer than they've been alive.
Who's he blabbering to? Besides everyone. Constantly.
Ron happens to be live streaming to thousands of devoted fans.
Okay, Mom. Gotta go. Mom? Huh. Guess she signed off.
Bonnie steps between them, bumping each of their shoulders.
Almost forgot, Bon Bon. When are cheerleading tryouts?
Cheer? You want to cheer school? Yeah, go hang with the losers in Lowerton. Here at Middleton High, we're about one thing. This is a soccer school. Tryouts are after class, if you're feeling brave.
She blows a whistle. Kim catches a soccer ball.
You can't use your hands.
Kim drops it and looks around.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bonnie leaves. Wade's screen appears.
Hey, thanks. Hi.
Make it quick, Wade. We gotta get to homeroom.
Remind me to tell you something about that later. Anyway, I don't know if you've heard, but Shigo sprang Draken from the joint.
No big. You've captured that dude more times than I tripped over my own shoelace.
Kim catches Ron as he trips.
Want me to run a suspicious activity sweep over all known layers, Kim?
Please and thank you. And what did you want to tell us about homeroom?
Oh, yeah. It's on the other side of the school.
No, it's not. I did a VR walkthrough.
No, they renumbered the classrooms over the summer.
What?
Kim and Ron exchange a look, then start running. In a classroom, students look toward a mustache teacher.
In conclusion, it's best to abandon any hope of joy and find meager satisfaction in monotony.
Kim and Ron burst in.
Oh, you must be Possible and Stoppable.
You must recognize us from the news.
Yep. I recognize you from this because you are late.
We got a little turned around, Mr. Barkin. Nobody told us they renumbered the classrooms.
Yeah, I did that. Keeps you kids on your toes, on your tippity-tippities.
That's not really fair.
It takes me 90 minutes to prepare Lady Whisker Boots her low-carb, high-protein breakfast, but that doesn't stop me from being on time. Isn't that right, Lady Whisker Boots? Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
Mr. Barkin holds a photo of a cat to his face.
Stop.
Okay, anyway, seeing as it's your first day at school, I'm willing to show a little uncharacteristic mercy, but yeah. I've got my eyes on both you troublemakers. One each.
Yeah, we're not troublemakers.
We're trouble stoppers. Haven't you ever seen us do good stuff on TV?
Barkin stares. He collects his things. The students shove past Kim and Ron at the door.
Mr. Barkin, maybe we,
They fall over. Kim helps Ron to his feet.
We gotta get to our first class.
Where is it?
Wade
eyes a diagram.
The other side of the school.
Get me a blueprint of any and all vents, tunnels, and roof access points.
Coming at ya.
Kim expands a holographic diagram and traces a path with her finger.
Let's roll.
She runs off. Ron follows. Outside, Kim fires her grappling hook. In his control room, Wade watches as she hoists herself onto the roof. Kim runs across the roof and front flips down to a lower section, rolling as she lands. Wade eyes a diagram of a vent.
Kim,
Kim jumps into a vent and slides down the shaft. She crashes through the ceiling just outside a classroom. She stands and looks into the classroom.
What?
Barkin turns.
How are you here?
He closes a textbook and presses it to his forehead.
Is your name Kim Possible because it's impossible for you to be on time?
Ron jogs in behind Kim.
Mr. Barkin?
Yeah, that's me. I'm subbing for Mrs. Bailey. She's off on eternity leave.
You mean maternity?
No, I mean she's gone and she ain't coming back. Now, sit.
Barkin points toward the desks. In his control room, Wade winces and sips his drink. A massive, partially crumbled lair stands in the woods. In its darkened interior, vines hang from the ceiling. A stone door opens. Draken enters. He takes in the haggard-looking room and looks at Shigo. She nods. They step further into the long room. Large machines line one of the walls.
Gee, thanks for setting up this awesome lair in my absence, Shigo. That's you.
Yes, it's wonderful how we used to have our own entire island, and now we're squatting in a pile of garbage, vaguely shaped like the building.
An item falls and rattles on the floor. Draken looks at Shigo. She averts her gaze. He pulls out a cell phone.
Look at Duff Killigan's Villainstagram. He has an underwater base. Senior has an active volcano.
Shigo shrugs.
I used to have an island.
Okay, well, that island, if you remember correctly, slightly exploded.
Yes, because of Kim Possible.
Yeah, imagine. All your genius plans foiled by one puny kid.
Draken approaches a large computer.
She isn't just one puny kid. There's something about her that makes her able to defeat villain after villain after villain. A certain spark.
He stares at newspaper stories on a giant screen.
I want that spark.
At school.
I can't figure it out. What is high school's deal?
I gotta tell you, KP, in my 15 years on this crazy planet, this is probably the best first day of school I've ever had. Remember sixth grade?
Today beats losing your pants at the welcome assembly. I'll give you that.
That's the spirit. And besides, so today was a hot dumpster fire. So what? The Kim I know doesn't go down without a fight. You got this.
You know what? You're so right. I wasn't planning on trying out for soccer today, but oh, how sweet would it be to wipe that smug smile off of Bonnie's face. Come on.
A soccer team stands on a field. Kim jogs up to them.
Oh, cute. Our last tryout of the day. Okay, Kimberloms. It's simple. Kick this ball into that goal.
Bonnie kicks a ball over to Kim.
Oh, and if you don't too terribly mind, my squad and I here will do everything in our power to try and stop you.
Bonnie blows on her whistle. The girls on her team fan out between Kim and a goal at the far end of the field. Ron sits beside the field.
Let's go, KP!
Near the goal, Bonnie stares at Kim. Kim takes off, dribbling the ball with her feet and dodging defenders.
Come on, you guys! Don't let it through!
Kim kicks the ball into the air and vaults over a sliding defender.
Defense!
Kim grabs the ball between her feet and hops over a defender. She does several back handsprings, still holding the ball with her feet.
Wow! Okay.
She continues upfield.
Oh no, Kimmy. You're not getting by me.
Kim kicks the ball. It bounces off Bonnie's shoulder and comes back toward her. Kim leaps into the air and plants a spinning kick on the soccer ball. It flies past the diving goalie and into the net. Ron raises his arms. Bonnie looks at Kim.
Yes! Woo! You've done it, KP! Yes, woo!
Okay. From the bottom of my very deep heart, Kim, that was amazing.
Kim smiles.
I'm shook.
The team gathers behind Bonnie.
So, congratulations to our newest equipment manager.
Two girls set a box of clothes before Kim.
Equipment manager?
Oh, I take just a hint of starch.
Equipment manager, Bonnie, you just told me I was amazing.
You totally are, Kiki Peeps. But you're also a freshman.
So?
Did I forget to tell you? So sorry. Freshmen can't be on the team.
Kim shifts her gaze with a frown.
Oh, and use a non-chlorine bleach. Obvi.
The team departs with Bonnie.
Oh, wait, where am I taking this?
The equipment room is on
the opposite side of the school.
Wade nods. Kim picks up the box of clothes.
This box reeks.
A security camera hangs on a nearby wall. In his lair, Draken rewinds footage of Kim picking up the box.
So, how's stealing that spark going? Besides poorly.
Today is her first day of high school. Something that can reduce the strongest, most confident adolescent to a helpless, mewling kitten. This is happening to our little foe as we speak. And once she is at her weakest, I will isolate and steal that spark that makes Kim possible!
Draken pulls down the switch on a large machine. A screen on the machine shows a crossed-out diamond shape. He lifts the screen, revealing a stone inside with a fading glow.
Did you get the Zirconium Q46?
What?
It's the power source for my revenge plot.
Oh, yeah, it's in there.
Oh.
He points to a cabinet with several doors.
In there?
It's over. I can't reach it.
Draken opens one and pulls out a small cardboard box.
You bought it online?
Yeah. Get with the times. Doc, nobody leaves the lair anymore.
He opens the box. A light glows from within. Oof.
This is a cheap knockoff.
He drops it.
Get the Zirconium!
Hey! You know, yelling might make you feel better, but it doesn't make me feel worse. Just an FYI!
She tosses him her nail file and departs.
Just a detour.
He breaks the file.
On the road to victory.
Now, Ron walks with Kim outside the school.
You've only been to school one day, and you're already making a difference. Your arms are going to be jacked by the end of the year, which will be great for when you get on the soccer team and can't use them.
Oh, thanks, Ron. You know, you always know what to say, sort of. Regardless, I've had the absolute worst first day of school that any human could have.
They stop.
Or maybe not.
They peer around a corner. A dark-haired girl sits on the ground, holding a phone to her ear.
It was awful, Mom. I didn't make any friends, and I just tripped and dumped my backpack everywhere, and everyone laughed.
Papers lie scattered around a backpack.
I know. Love you, too.
The girl hangs up. Kim comes around the corner and does a series of handsprings, grabbing the papers as her hands touch the ground. She grabs the backpack as she rolls over it and sticks the papers inside.
I believe this is yours. I'm Kim.
I know.
Kim smiles.
Are you okay?
Okay. I just met Kim Possible.
Kim helps her up.
Come on.
Later, Kim and the dark-haired girl sit together at a sombrero-shaped restaurant.
Bueno Nacho. Love it.
Yep. It's Ron's casa away from casa. I'm sorry. I didn't even ask you what your name was.
Okay, oh. You didn't go to Middleton Middle School, right?
No, I just moved here this summer. I'm Athena.
Ah, Athena. As in the goddess of, I want to say dentistry?
Actually, wisdom.
You say so. Well, you've made a wise choice today, Athena. Behold, nature's perfect food. The Naco. Taco meets nachos in a fusion of cheesy glory. But, of course, you guys ordered
Cha-cha-chimarito, no sour cream.
What are the odds?
Ron bites into the Nocco. Athena subtly aims her phone's camera toward Kim and Ron.
Hey, let me see that phone for a hot sec.
Oh, here.
All right, get in close.
Ready? Kim takes a group selfie.
Yes. It's perfect.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Seriously, just ask. We're the least selfie-averse people on the planet.
I have followed all of your adventures for, like, ever. I even cosplayed as you at Comic-Con last year. Look at this.
Athena shows them a photo.
That's amazing! And that hair!
No, it's weak, but I am working on a better one.
What's up with the incredibly handsome pooch?
Oh, that's Ron Stop Pitbull, of course. I didn't really have any friends to go with me.
I don't know if you know this about me, but when I grow up, I want to be a dog. My parents tell me it's not a realistic goal, but thanks to you, I'm one step closer.
Ron, be the dog you want to see in the world.
Thank you. And Wolf.
Oh, God.
Another day, Mr. Barkin stands before his class.
For those of you who don't know how to tell time, I strongly urge you to learn.
Ron and Kim burst in.
The tardy party continues.
I'm so sorry, Mr.
Barkin. Sorry doesn't cut it, young lady. I'm giving you both detention.
I can explain, Mr. B. We've actually been volunteering at the cat shelter.
That's no excuse, I'm sorry, the what?
Yeah, the cat shelter. For all the homeless cats out there. The ones from the streets.
Athena steps forward.
They're very protein deficient and have a very low carb diet. So sad.
Barkin's lip quivers. He lowers his head.
Okay. Well, I suppose I could let it pass for meow. I mean, now. Now. Just sit.
All right. The rules are equal to or greater than cool. So you see, if you want to be cool...
In Kim's bedroom, Athena searches her bag.
Darn, I think I left my lip balm at home. Oh, I'm sure I have a spare.
Kim taps her medallion. The wall behind Athena rises, revealing Kim's crime-fighting gear. Athena gapes.
Wow! So many grappling hooks!
Saving the world requires a surprising amount of grappling.
Athena points to a black turtleneck and green pants.
Hey, why don't you wear this on missions anymore? It used to be your thing!
I don't know, I guess wearing the same thing all the time kind of felt cartoony after a bit.
Kim searches a shelf.
Now, which shade would look the best on you?
Athena grabs a tube of lip balm.
Oh, here's one. Oh, no, Athena, that's not...
The tube emits a laser, which burns the far wall.
Oh, I am so sorry. I'm such a klutz.
No, it's fine. I'm just glad you're okay.
Smoke rises from the burn mark.
Here, this one's safe.
Kim hands Athena another tube. Athena approaches a speaker with rhythmic steps.
This song is bomb. Who is it? It's the new Poppy Blue. It's been all over the internet for like a month, and I love it. Who? Poppy Blue? You've never heard of her.
Athena dances.
Oh my god. Are you judging?
No, of course not. Getting to know you has been pretty great.
Yeah. Now let's dance.
Athena takes Kim's hand. They hop around, dancing on the bed and on the bench near the windows. Kim throws a pillow at Athena. By the field at school, Kim brushes grassy gunk out of a sneaker. Athena stands nearby, riding on a soccer ball. Kim eyes the team practicing.
Hey, you want to kick this bad boy around a little? After all, we got to get ready to make the team next year.
Can I pretend it's Bonnie?
Way ahead of you.
Kim finds a doodle of Bonnie on the ball above her name.
It's like you were born to be my BFF.
I've thought the same thing myself. Let's play.
Kim kicks the ball between her feet. Athena beams.
Kim, you're so good. You guys.
Kim passes the ball to Athena, who bounces it off her knees and feet before sending it back. Kim does a cartwheel and returns it. Athena does an aerial flip and kicks the ball high. Kim does a back handspring to kick the ball, sending it into Athena's goal.
Here it comes!
Athena does a high back flip, kicking the ball into Kim's goal.
You're a fast learner.
And you're a great teacher.
Athena! Dude, you have skills.
Aw, thanks, Ron.
You know what? How about the next mission Ron and I go on? You tag along.
Athena jumps up and down. A clip falls out of her messy hair.
Oh. Okay, I'm gonna freak out about this eventually, but first I'm gonna go home and shave my head.
I think I have a better idea.
In town, Kim leads Athena to a salon. Salon de Sloren.
What? Kim?
No, this place is way too nice.
Can't we just go to Mega Cuts? They give you a lollipop.
And if you're good, they let you sit in a chair that looks like a race car.
Okay, fam, settle down.
But what do I even tell them to do?
Okay. First, breathe. Second, close your eyes.
Athena closes her eyes in a salon chair.
Picture the best version of yourself.
Kim stands in front of her.
You see her?
Athena opens her eyes.
I do.
Boom. That's the person I want you to be. And I can't wait to meet her.
They hug.
Me too.
Behind them, Ron holds a hairspray bottle. He sniffs at a cloud of hairspray. Kim leads him away as a stylist approaches Athena. Kim and Ron sit in Bueno Nacho.
I know, right?
Ron's knocko falls apart. He licks his messy fingers.
What's the sitch?
Shigo just busted into a top-secret government lab.
I'm sending someone to pick you guys up now.
Tell our new recruit it's mission time. Ron, suit up.
Kim steps away.
Just one more bite.
She returns in her crime-fighting outfit.
Are you ever going to tell me how you do that?
Do what?
She grins.
Come on, let's go.
Ron grabs his backpack.
My knocko juice.
He follows Kim. They return to the salon as Athena exits. She wears a purple top with crisscrossing straps running down her arms and fingerless gloves. Her long dark hair waves behind her with light pink streaks. She puts her hands on her hips.
Whoa, Athena, you look amazing. You've out-Kimmed Kim. Where'd you get that?
Okay, well, don't laugh, but remember when I said I was working on a better Kim cosplay? I actually decided to make myself a mission suit in case the time came I had to battle evil, and today is that day.
It's perfect.
Oh my gosh, thank you. And with the hair, it's
extra you.
A pink and black stretch SUV limo pulls up.
That's our ride.
A glamorous woman with silver high-heel boots and a blue leather jacket steps out. She removes her sunglasses.
What's the sitch?
She and Kim do an elaborate handshake. Athena jogs over.
Good to see you, girl.
You too. Thanks for the lift.
Poppy Blue! Oh my gosh! I have been a fan of your music forever!
Oh my gosh! Your hair is on point! Who are you?
I'm Athena, the newest member of Team Possible.
Kim,
you're gonna have to watch out for this one.
Because she's fierce! And I should know because, you know, I invented fierce!
That was amazing!
Yes.
Okay, so how do you know Kim? Did she save you from someone? Like zombies?
What? Ninjas.
Zombie ninjas?
Worse. The IRS. Turns out Kimmy here is a whiz at international tax law.
Anyway, this train is leaving the station.
All aboard!
Ron jogs over and gets in the limo. Kim stifles a frown and slowly joins him. Poppy points at Athena.
I like you. You want to come on tour with me?
Yeah.
They get in the limo. Out in the country, Kim, Ron, and Athena walk on a landmass in a small body of water.
A secret island. Classic.
Wade, any intel on the secret entrance?
I'm working on it, Kim. This one's more secret than usual.
They spread out as they look around on the grassy landmass. Athena approaches a slender leafy tree. She eyes a hanging apple, then pulls on it. A cord extends from the apple to its branch.
Whoa.
A hidden hatch opens on the ground in front of Kim.
Athena, how'd you figure that out?
I don't know. That is not an apple tree.
She moves toward Kim.
Kim.
Solid sleuthing there, buddy.
The trio steps onto a platform inside of the hatch. It descends like an elevator. The hatch doors close above them. The platform descends into a large round room with screens lining the walls. A large hologram of a brain spins in the center with words floating around it.
What is this place?
The Institute for Advanced Neurodynamic Studies.
I've heard of this place. They're making amazing breakthroughs with uploading exabytes of data directly into the human brain.
Wow, I had no idea brains were that big. How do they fit in our heads?
Focus, Ron.
The girls look at each other. Athena beams. Kim's grin fades as Athena turns. The trio heads down a curved staircase. In a lab, Kim's flashlight beam moves across a tank of jellyfish. She and the others look around. Kim taps her medallion. It projects a screen.
Hey, Wade. Spooky quiet in here. Did we miss her?
Shiko might be using a cloaking device. She's in there. I can't pick up heat signatures.
Did you try running a 6080 thermal security override?
I didn't. Good call. I'll give it a try.
Never mind. We got it.
Kim steps past Athena. Ron follows the sound across the lab. He comes upon a tank containing a deep patch of Earth. A network of tunnels runs through it.
Naked Morad. Naked.
He knits his brow and steps toward the tank. He knocks on the glass.
Hello? Anyone home? Yadisha?
Inside the tank, a naked mole rat sticks its head out from a burrow.
Oh, wow! Coolest thing ever.
It withdraws.
Sorry, didn't mean to scare you, little guy.
Ron opens a door on the tank.
You can come out now. You're safe with me.
The buck-toothed mole rat emerges once more. Ron holds out his gloved hand.
Aw, you're shy. And weird. And I like weird. Never be normal, that's what I always say.
The mole rat stands on its hind legs. Ron cups his hands. The mole rat jumps into Ron's hands. It scratches its ear, then wags its tail. Ron closes the tank and jogs away with the mole rat in his hands. Kim and Athena continue searching the lab.
No signs of her anywhere.
Kim?
Ron, did you find anything?
I sure did. Kim Possible, meet Rufus Stoppable.
Hey, little guy. What is he?
Naked mole rat. Yeah.
I wonder what they were going to do with you.
I bet they were testing the brain data transfer process on these little guys before trying it on humans. Hey, buddy, am I right? Did they make you super smart?
Oh, man. Draken is going to unleash an army of super smart mole rats. Better hide my backpack, buddy.
Rufus climbs into Ron's backpack.
Or maybe Draken wants to be able to download vast amounts of information into his own brain. But to do that, he would need some sort of modulator that translates machine learning into brainwaves. And, Kim, can I talk to Wade again? Wade, can you run a check on the lab for any sort of Zirconium-based brain modulators? M21, T43?
Q46.
Bingo! Where is it?
Sector 12, to your left.
And that's where we'll find Shigo, come on!
Ron jogs away with Athena. Kim eyes Wade.
I was just about to say, we need to find the brain modulator power cube thing.
Really?
Kim taps her medallion. In another room, Shigo stands on a raised platform. A glowing cube floats above a pedestal and Shigo takes it. Athena leads Ron and Kim down a staircase into the room. They look up at the platform.
Shigo!
Possible. It's been too long.
Can't say I was feeling particularly nostalgic.
Hey, step away from the cube and put your hands where I can see them!
Shigo knits her brow and points.
Who's this?
Kim steps forward.
She's with me.
Now, why is she the one giving me orders, though?
Oh, is she in charge now? Did you get demoted?
Enough talk, Shigo.
Shigo fires blasts of green energy at them. The teens dodge out of the way. Shigo flips down to the floor and faces off with Kim. Kim kicks Shigo and blocks a punch. She reaches for the cube. Shigo pulls it away and hits her. Shigo jumps over a sweeping kick. She fires a green blast. Kim dodges it. She backflips, then kicks the cube out of Shigo's hand. It lands near Athena.
Athena, the cube!
Shigo throws Kim and aims her glowing hand at Athena.
Athena!
Athena!
Athena dives out of the way. Shigo's blast destroys two Terraniums. The cube flies out of Athena's hands. It lands on the raised platform.
I just got that thing down! Hey, KP!
Ron throws a grappling hook to Kim. She fires it toward the ceiling and pulls herself up. Shigo propels herself to the platform with green bursts from her hands. Kim grabs the cube. As she fends off Shigo, a laser beam blows out a glass pane on the platform. Kim regains her footing. Shigo clings to the edge of the platform.
What are you doing? Sorry, I was just trying to help. I got it from your room. I didn't think you'd mind, considering...
It's okay. I got this. No. Look out!
Shigo kicks Kim. The cube flies out of her hand as she falls off the platform. Kim fires her grappling hook and swings toward the falling cube. Athena watches with her mouth hanging open.
I got it!
Kim collides with Ron. They land in a pool inside a tank. The door closes them in. The cube clatters to the floor.
Ron, you okay?
This water is like the perfect temperature. Not too hot, not too cold.
No, get it up! There's something in the water with us.
Ooh.
Athena grabs the cube as Shigo drops down from the platform.
You're next, new meat.
Guys, little help!
She runs off. Kim slams on the door of the sealed tank. Athena moves between hiding spots as Shigo saunters after her.
I'm afraid your little besties can't come out to play right now.
Shigo moves toward animal cages.
It's just me and what's about to be left of you.
She looks behind the cages. Athena isn't there. In the sealed tank, sparks flash under the murky water. The water shifts.
What just zapped us?
If I had to guess, electric eel.
Oh, Ron, I've never told you this, but I am terrified of electric eels.
Well, isn't that nice that after all this time we're still learning about each other?
Ron!
Shigo moves slowly through the lab. Athena remains hidden, still holding the cube. She moves to a new hiding spot as Shigo turns. In the tank, sparks of electricity zap Kim.
Don't worry, KP. They're fascinating creatures. Did you know electric eels can spawn thousands of babies at any given time?
What?
Shigo finds Athena and fires a green blast. Athena dives out of the way, dropping the cube. It slides across the floor into Shigo's hand. Athena picks up a long pole with a loop cord at one end. Shigo extends her hand with a smirk. Athena tightens the cord around Shigo's wrist. Shigo fires a blast as she tries to pull away. Athena keeps her grip on the pole, directing Shigo's blasts away from herself. Shigo breaks free. Athena whacks her with the pole and twirls it.
I know you're busy right now, Kimmy, but you got some competition here. This one's good. Maybe even better than you.
Athena swings. Shigo rolls out of the way, holding the cube. Athena strikes her in the stomach, then the face. Athena jabs the pole into the floor and lifts herself into the air. She spins several times and lands a hard blow on Shigo, who slides across the floor. Athena smashes a panel on the tank. Kim opens the door. Rufus climbs out onto Ron's shoulder.
Hey there, old guy. Are you okay?
Shigo stands on a balcony.
Well, this has been a kick.
She holds the cube.
Next time we meet, I'm gonna have to up my game to match new meat here. You know, because she's a real opponent, Kim.
Shigo blasts a hole in the ceiling. The beam of pale green light shines over her. She floats upward. Kim stares after her.
Athena, I knew you had good moves, but your fight skills are sick.
Thanks. I'm just a Kim imitation.
I've studied all her moves.
But this one's good. Maybe even better than you. Better than you.
In his lair, Draken rewinds security footage from the lab. Shigo returns.
Hate watching your favorite show again?
You finally got this Acadia. Sweet.
She tosses him the cube.
Whoa! Careful!
Oh, don't worry. That thing got dropped like 600 times. It's fine. Anyway, much as I hate to admit it, you were... right.
Oh.
Possible's like your hairline. She's fading.
Well, if you think she's bad now, wait till this clip of her being terrified out of her wits gets accidentally leaked online.
Were those air quotes? What did I say about those?
Imagine the cruel memes.
Shigo furrows her brow. Another day, Kim enters the school. Students in the entrance twirl brooms and poles, and a boy takes a tumble.
This throwdown is sick.
Athena is absolutely destroying Shigo.
And that hair. Can you believe she goes to her school?
Outside.
A reminder, students, no stick, dowel, or rod play on school property. No matter how utterly effortless Athena made it look in the video I have watched 9 times.
Rufus.
He's having a hard time adjusting to the high school social world.
You're the best. Your moves are great. Your style is flawless. And I mean that hair. Oh, perfect lip shade, perfect outfit. And those boots are everything. Tons across the board.
Funny, you're seriously so nice. Hey, guys.
Hey, Athena.
Bye, girl. I'll see you after school.
Yep.
Bonnie struts away.
After school?
Oh, yeah. Bonnie really wants me to try out for soccer, which is weird because I know they don't take freshmen, but she just laughed and said not to worry.
At soccer practice, Kim cleans gunk off a cleat. Athena stands with the team.
Welcome to the Mad Dogs. You're number 18. Yay. Thank you so much.
Athena, 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 Athena.
Later, Kim enters Bueno Nacho. She spots Ron and Athena sitting together.
Papa! What? Oh, dear, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
She leaves. Students in the school lobby read a school newspaper. The headline reads, Student of the Month, above a photo of Athena. Kim picks up a copy. Later, she approaches a house.
Coming! I'm coming!
Kimberly Ann!
Hey, Nana.
Inside.
Lucky you, I made a batch of brownies this morning. Double chocolate chip with pecans on top.
No, thanks. I'm good.
You're turning down double chocolate?
Nana sets aside the brownies and takes off her glasses.
Feel up for
a workout?
She plays a piano. A bookshelf parts like two sliding doors, revealing a dojo hidden behind a wall.
Nana, I was hoping today you could teach me to fight with a bow staff.
In the dojo, Nana tosses Kim a bow staff, a long, slender pole. She twirls her own.
Bojutsu began in the early 17th century in Japan.
Uh-huh.
She and Kim swing their staffs, blocking each other's strikes. Kim rolls out of the way.
But it seems to me... not much call for a bow staff today.
Kim blocks a low strike.
Bit of an antique.
Nana pins her staff to the floor.
And it takes one to know one.
It's just that
I did see on the internet that new girl. She used a bow, didn't she?
Yeah, she kicks, she goes butt.
They twirl their staffs and spin their bodies. Nana points her staff at Kim's chest.
You've done that plenty of times yourself without a bow.
I thought I'd try something new.
Nana blocks a strike.
Nothing wrong with that.
Kim loses her staff.
If that's the reason.
Nana tricks her. Kim falls to the floor. Nana stands over her.
Something's off.
Oh, me. I'm off.
Nana helps Kim up.
Why?
Because I walked into high school and it's like, it stopped being good at things.
Kim sits.
And even worse, Athena had one good fight, and now she's amazing at everything.
Well, she's your friend, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you should be happy for her. After all, you guided her. Now she's having a little success, all thanks to you.
Kim wears a downcast expression. Nana sits beside her on a small set of stairs.
What is it, baby?
I've never met someone who's better than me. And I know how stupid that sounds, but it's like, whatever I have that makes me me, she has more of it.
Jealousy is very unbecoming, Kimberly Ann.
I'm not jealous, Nana. Seriously, I'm glad she's finding her way. It's more about me. If I'm not the best at those things, then who am I?
That's just the thing. Even if you're not the best at what have you, you're still you.
Well, no. Nana, I'm Kim Possible, okay? I'm a star student and I save the world. That's who I am.
No, that's what you do. That's not who you are.
Kim shifts her weight and folds her arms.
Well, then.
She shrugs.
Then I don't know who I am.
Nana tightens her lips. Kim covers her mouth as her face crumples. She leaves. At school.
Attention, students. During last period today, we will be holding an all-school assembly. We will honor our star student, Athena, with the first ever Most Promising Freshman of the Year award.
In class, Kim reads an article on her phone. It reads washed-up heroes over photos of her. Barkin snatches her phone and hands her a graded test paper marked with an F. Kim's shoulders slump. Kim exits the school. Ron follows her.
Kim, school's not over yet.
I'm ditching. I can't even get good grades anymore. Everything's changed.
Look, I'm not gonna lie. It's been a rough few weeks. But you're still my best friend. And pals support pals. Always.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Athena's our pal, too. We helped her when she was down in the dumps, and our help paid off. She's amazing now. So we should be there to cheer her on.
Kim nods and shifts her gaze.
So we're going to this assembly?
Yeah, we owe it to her.
Fine.
Booyah!
Inside, a crowd gathers before a stage. Kim and Ron find a spot against a balcony railing. Athena sits on the stage. Barkin stands at a lectern.
All right, attention, students, settle. In the short time that she's been at this high school, she's earned a 5.5 GPA, is a rising star on the soccer team, and has already been voted homecoming queen and king. Athena!
Kim gives a soft clap. Ron points upward.
Why is an ominous green circle being cut in the ceiling?
The crowd and Athena look up. A circular chunk of the ceiling falls inward, crushing a camera aimed at the stage. The audience flees. Shiko drops and fires a blast toward the stage that just misses Barkin.
Everyone remain calm and walk to the exits in an orderly I'm out.
A beam of green light appears beside Shigo. Draken floats down in it.
Good afternoon, students. Don't be alarmed. We're only here to kidnap Athena.
What? Ron, grapple me.
Before she becomes so powerful, she wipes out evil as we know it.
Kim fires the grappling hook toward the rafters.
Let's go.
What? Kim, help!
Kim swings down, kicking Shigo in the back. Shigo's blast dissolves a banner on the stage.
Henchmen, attack!
Henchwomen, attack!
Several masked henchwomen line up facing Kim. Kim dodges a henchwoman and takes a kick from another. Two henchwomen grab Athena. Kim kicks a textbook into her hands. A henchwoman throws a punch. Kim bashes her fist with the book and fends off the other henchwoman. She catches a woman's fist in the book and throws her into another woman.
Not fair, that's dirty. Dirty fighting.
Ladies, please escort Cinderella to her pumpkin.
Athena slams two henchwomen together and runs from Shego. She stops before the green bean. Shego conjures green energy in her hand.
Kim, help!
Kim grabs a mop and breaks off the head, making it resemble a bow staff.
Throw it to me! I can do my killer move!
Kim hesitates.
Throw it, Kim!
Come on!
Shego watches Kim. Kim jabs the mop against the ground to lift herself, imitating Athena's move. She falls flat on her face.
Oh, face plant!
Please tell me someone got that fail on video.
Students film with their phones. Shego drags Athena into the green beam. They float upward.
I'm sure you're wondering what's next. Well, it's my most diabolical plan yet.
Shut it! What have I told you about overshare?
Oh, right. Bye!
Help! Anyone! Help!
Kim races out of the school. Draken's aircraft flies away. Barkin steps up next to Kim. The other students come outside behind them.
Passable. I was up all night making that banner.
Barkin walks away. As the students disperse, Ron approaches Kim.
I blew it, Ron. This was all my fault.
They sit on a bench.
Oh, come on. It's... Well, yeah. It's your fault.
What was I thinking? I should have just given her the bow staff.
Why didn't you give Athena the bow staff?
Because I needed to be the person who saves the day.
Kim glances at Ron.
How'd that go?
Oh, real not great. Very bad.
Ron nods and works his jaw.
I can't believe how mixed up I've been. Like, just because I'm not the best at something doesn't mean I'm not me.
So, what are we gonna do?
Kim stands.
We're gonna go save our friend. You up for this? Let's go.
Kim grabs Ron's hand. They run off. At his lair, Draken chugs a carton of milk. Several empty cartons litter the floor. Shego reads a magazine.
Shego! Come and celebrate with me! With an ice cold milk!
Never let it be said you don't know how to party, Dr. D.
I have to admit, today went better than I could have hoped.
Yeah, you know, I'm always good, but I felt particularly fierce.
Oh, come on. You were your usual competent self, but I was the most...
Yeah, the most average, maybe.
Will you two stop arguing?
Excuse me?
I was just trying to get your attention.
Athena sits by the computer.
And a little credit. After all, I befriended Kim. I surpassed her in every single way, and I broke her, just like you asked me to. It was me. I did all of it.
She gets this from you.
Don't make me hurt you. So what? What do you want? A gold star? A cookie? You want a hug? You want a hug?
No. I want to know what's next for the three of us.
Huh. Well, it's a surprise.
Yes, and you're going to find out very soon.
Very soon.
Anna smiles and points. Draken wipes his eye and holds out his milk.
I'll take it.
Shiko drinks. Elsewhere, Kim and Ron get out of an SUV wearing their crime-fighting gear.
Good luck, Kim.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, thanks for stopping that asteroid.
They enter Kim's house. Nana and Kim's mother stand.
Oh. Hey, sweetie, we heard about Athena. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Her mother grimaces.
So I'm gonna try and fix that mistake. I don't know if I can, but I think I'll have a lot better chance if I get some help. So, Mom, Nana, are you in?
Ron raises his eyebrows.
Well, you can count on me. I don't know about your mom.
Oh, of course she can count on me. You've always counted on me.
Nana and Kim's mom step away. They return in new outfits.
You guys too? How do you do that?
Do what?
Ron tightens his lips.
Let's do this.
Kim's dad stands up.
And I will stay here and watch the twins. Maybe order pizza.
Oh, what toppings?
Ron!
Right, mission mode.
Rufus examines a drone on the table.
Oh, it could be helpful. I'll bring the drone. Hop in.
Rufus jumps into Ron's backpack.
Better watch out.
Ron packs up the drone.
Oh. Okay, see ya.
Have fun.
Ron jogs after Kim, her mom, and Nana.
Those crazy cats.
In his lair, Draken awakens on the floor among empty milk containers.
Time to bring this evil plan home. Fire up the brain module.
He scrambles to his feet.
My machine. Where is my machine? The brain modulator! Shigo!
A hidden door slides open in the rocky wall, revealing a massive, sleek-looking room. Two transparent chambers stand on a platform on either side of the brain modulator. Shigo and Athena work at a control panel. Draken slowly steps into the room. He flinches as the door slides shut behind him. His wide eyes scan the room. He descends stairs towards Shigo and Athena.
Wait, quick question. Was this here the entire time?
Oh, yeah, I guess with everything going on, it just slipped my mind.
Draken moves toward the machine.
Got to post this to the Instagram.
He takes selfies.
Uh-oh. Got this. There's gonna be such epic FOMO.
Hey! Make with the evil plan.
Draken smiles. He holds up the cube.
Where did you pull that out of?
Draken moves to a panel on the brain modulator. Components, including the transparent chambers, light up. Draken lifts the screen and places the glowing cube inside. It rises in a beam above the machine.
Yes!
No, about my next mission.
Oh, dear, tiny, purple Athena. You'll get your next mission, guaranteed.
Okay, still get you ready for your big, fun surprise.
Shigo takes Athena's hand and leads her away. Outside, Kim stands by a skylight.
Hey, Wade, are you sure this is it?
Definitely. The energy readings are off the charts.
Come in, Team Golden Girls.
Very funny. You're grounded.
I'm gonna sneak in through the skylight and find Athena. Is the alarm neutralized?
Kim's mom moves away from a panel. Nana kicks it. Sparks shoot out.
It is now.
Thanks, Nana. You guys rendezvous with Ron. I'm going in.
Kim places a suction cup on the skylight. She cuts out a circle with her laser lipstick and lifts it off, creating an opening. Kim jumps through the opening and lands in the corner of the large room. She finds a hiding spot and watches as Shigo exits from a side room across from her. Athena sits at a vanity mirror in the side room with her back to the door. As Shigo descends toward the brain modulator, Kim sprints to the side room.
Athena, we're here. Come on, let's go.
I'm not going anywhere with you, Kim.
You're mad. I get that. I'm sorry. I really messed up the assembly, I know.
Kim, you were a garbage friend way before the fight at the assembly. It was great when I was your pet project who blew up your ego. You're the best, Kim! I can't believe I'm doing a friendship with Kim Possible! But the moment that I started to surpass you, you fell apart.
Kim shifts her gaze and throws up her hand.
You're right. I was so caught up in all my drama. But I'll be better now. Thanks to you.
You're sorry, and you're better now. I'm so happy for you. But my purpose here was not to be your friend who inspires you. No.
Athena steps toward Kim.
As you can see, I'm far more complex than that.
She removes part of her face, revealing robotic parts.
What?
My purpose was to destroy you.
Athena puts the part of her face back on.
And I nailed it. And now, Draken and Shigo have a new mission for me. And whatever it is, I know it's gonna be great.
Athena, you can't trust them. I know they're still good in you.
She brushes past Kim.
Athena!
Kim, just stop. You should get out of here while you still can.
Athena departs. Kim stares after her. Kim turns toward a set of panels with shelves containing photos of herself, news clippings, and labeled personal artifacts.
I just met Kim Possible!
A label reads, Kim's Hangout, Bueno Nacho.
Cha-cha chimarito, no sour cream!
What are the odds?
Picture the best version of yourself. That's the person I want you to be. Do you see her?
I do.
You look amazing! You've out-Kimmed Kim!
I've studied all her moves.
It's like you were born to be my best friend. Friend.
Athena stands in one of the chambers beside the modulator. Shigo binds her wrists as Draken fits her with a headpiece.
Comfy?
I guess. Why do I need these?
Safety precaution. Mostly ours.
The chamber closes. Kim, her mother, Nana, and Ron assemble by the room's door.
Hey, Drak!
They strike fighting poses.
Possible!
It can't be.
Mind if we crash the party?
Oh, I was counting on it.
Draken takes out a small device.
Click.
Bars of energy drop around Team Possible like a cage cutting open Ron's backpack.
Hey! Rufus!
Rufus and the drone fall out.
Nice, right?
It's okay, buddy. We'll be out of here soon.
Oh, this lair has it all. And that force field is 100% inescapable. Why? Because the off switch is all the way up there.
On a wall.
Don't tell them where it is.
Shigo!
Kim, I can't hack this force field.
Anywho, welcome to my long-awaited victory.
Holographic projections illustrate Draken's evil plan.
As I rotted away in that cell.
The evil plan reveal.
I should have brought a book.
I find these informative. They fill in some of the blanks.
Kim nods.
Do you mind? Where was I?
Rotting in your cell?
Yes. It was there that I realized that you, Kim Possible, had something special. Something that separated you from everybody else. So, I created a cybertronic humanoid.
What? Athena's a robot?
I sent her in to befriend you, to learn from you, and to steal what makes you possible. Creating a digital version of your spark.
My spark?
Your spark.
Kimitation.
Oh, you should trademark that.
Or computer. Computer is good too.
Yeah, it is. And now, I'm going to transfer that digital spark from her to me. Because you plus me equals invincible.
Wait, what happens to Athena?
Oh, well, she'll be destroyed.
What? No! You gotta break a few eggs, kid. I'm gonna get you out of there, Athena.
Why? She's just a robot.
You're wrong. She's my friend.
Ron smiles.
Wow, that's actually quite touching. Now, let's see how close of a family you can become.
Draken pulls a lever on a panel. The energy beams close in on Team Possible.
They're getting closer. Stay away from the side, guys.
Draken smirks. Wade types.
Guys, that thing's gonna vaporize you, and I can't stop it!
Outside of the beams, Rufus spots the off switch high on the wall.
Are you okay, Mom?
Rufus sets the drone's wing.
Okay. Squeeze in. Closer.
Oh, good call, Rufus. I'm on it.
Wade activates the drone. It takes flight.
Rufus!
Rufus rides it. Draken looks
That's
up.
That's a boy! He's so fast, you're so furious!
What is that? Shigo!
Shigo fires green blasts. Wade pilots around them.
We got this! We got this, Rufus!
Rufus clings to the drone. The energy bars close in on him.
Stabilize! Stabilize!
Shigo continues blasting. She hits the drone. It explodes, propelling Rufus directly into the off switch. The energy bars come down, freeing Team Possible. Rufus falls from the off switch.
Rufus!
Ron dives and catches him.
Get yourself a Morad who saves the day. Also, naked.
Kim eyes Draken. Kim does an aerial flip down the stairs. Her mom does the same. Kim dodges a blast from Shigo. Shigo blocks a kick. Kim ducks under a punch and runs toward Athena. She flips over a blast from Shigo. Nana punches Draken. Kim's mom grabs him.
You know, we really should do this more often.
Yeah.
She shoves him toward Nana, who pounds him. Kim dodges more blasts and wrenches Shigo's arm behind her back. She spins Shigo around and kicks her off a short ledge. Draken presses a button. Steam bursts at Nana and Kim's mom. He presses another button. A net sparking with electricity falls on them. Draken clambers into the second chamber.
Hey, Kim!
Kim turns.
Here you go! The switch!
Shigo fires at the brain modulator, activating it.
No.
Athena slumps.
Vitality!
No! No!
Killer moves! Mad skills!
Wade studies a holographic diagram of the machine. He grabs the cube off of it.
Kim, the brain modulator! If we can disrupt it...
Kim fires her laser lipstick at the cube. Sparks rain down.
Oh, that'll do!
No! No! No!
Wade narrows his eyes.
The machine's going crazy! It's causing some kind of side effect.
Why?
Draken collapses out of his smoky chamber as a preteen boy. Athena faints. Kim runs to her chamber. She tugs on the door, but it won't budge. Ron, Kim's mom, and Nana rush over.
Shigo, get them!
Draken waves his oversized glove.
Hey, what happened to my clothes?
Shigo approaches.
What's wrong with my voice?
Team Possible tries to free Athena.
This is fan Draken-tastic.
Silent, Shigo!
The machine sparks.
He's stabilizing!
The cube glows bright red. Bolts of electricity shoot out from it.
Get in the escape pod, Junior! They're gonna be blown to bits!
Draken waves.
Bye!
He and Shigo depart in an escape pod.
We gotta get out of here!
Team Possible frees Athena.
Guys, that thing's gonna explode!
The others run ahead as Kim helps Athena walk. They fall. A pole lands beside them.
Mom, wait! Kim! Kim!
Kim struggles to lift herself. Athena gets to her feet and turns toward the machine. An electric bolt strikes her. Athena uses her body to shield Kim from electric bolts.
Athena! What are you doing?
Athena picks up the pole. Kim takes it from her.
Kim, go! You need to get out of here! I have to stay behind, and I'm the only one who can do
this! No, Athena! Stop! It'll kill you!
I can absorb the energy from the cube, Kim! I'm not human! Only I can do this!
I'm not gonna leave you here!
Everyone will die if I go with you, Kim!
Kim!
Run!
Come on!
Kim glances back at the others.
You saved me. Let me save you.
Athena and Kim regard each other with glistening eyes. Kim hands her the pole, but keeps her grip on it.
Go.
Kim stares, then lets go of the pole and backs away. Athena turns toward the brain modulator. She twirls the pole, then leaps toward the machine. She pierces the glowing cube with the pole. Bolts of electricity run through her body. Kim looks back at Athena, then follows the others out of the lair as the cube glows brighter. Outside, the lair explodes behind Team Possible as they run. The shockwave knocks them off their feet. Fire burns on the ground. The lair crumbles. Kim lifts her head. She looks back at the wreckage and stands.
Oh, Kimmy.
Kim's mom embraces her. Rufus peeks out from Ron's backpack, then leaps out of it.
Rufus, where are you going?
The others watch as Rufus searches a crater where the lair once stood. Kim's eyes widen slightly. She descends into the crater. The others follow. Rufus climbs across a pile of rubble. He finds Athena's hand sticking out from the rubble, her fingers still moving. Kim leads the others over to him. She grabs the hand.
Athena! We're gonna get you out of there, buddy!
She pulls the severed robot hand from the rubble. The index finger points behind Kim.
Kim? I could use a hand.
Kim gives her mother the hand and follows Athena's voice. They find her head atop another rubble pile. Kim picks up Athena's head. Ron joins them.
We're gonna patch you up good as new, okay? I promise.
You're a really good friend.
So are you.
She learned from the best.
Ron touches Kim's shoulder.
So did I.
Kim's mom speaks into her wristwatch.
Honey, get the tiny screwdrivers out. How would you like to rebuild a Cybertronic humanoid?
Really? Yes?
Kim and Ron eat at Bueno Nacho. Wade joins them on a holographic screen.
So, things went back to normal. Or at least as normal as the life of a high school crime fighter can be.
Rufus bites a nacho. At home, Kim helps her parents repair Athena.
It took some time and a mega amount of coding. But we stabilized Athena, flushed out Draken's evil programming, and saved the good in her.
At school, students practice with bow staffs.
Together, we formed a martial arts club. And now everyone at Middleton High wants to join. Well, almost everyone.
Bonnie throws down a soccer ball and storms away.
As for me, learning to be a better friend.
Kim, Ron, and Athena stand atop a building.
Made me a better hero.
Kim handsprings toward a facility as robots fire lasers at her. She kicks one into another, then enters with a grin. The preteen Draken sits in a car outside the school.
Off the hook. Token. Chili. Poppin.
He reads a book on teen slang.
Tight. Tight.
Can you hold still? We don't want you to look like a little freak.
Little freak.
Shigo conceals his veins.
My research is complete.
He snatches a makeup sponge from her hand.
Makeup. Perfect.
He tosses it aside.
Wig. Perfect. I will blend in flawlessly.
Yeah, you will. As long as there are like 10 other tiny little old men in there.
Silence, Shigo!
Here. You say you skipped a bunch of grades because you're gifted. More like a gift I wish I could return.
Laugh it up. This whiny, puny body I'm trapped in is a blessing in disguise. Now there's nowhere Passable can hide from me.
He curls his hand into a fist.
Okay, great. Get out. You need to get home. Change out of these clothes into a sensible leather bodysuit.
Wish me luck, Mother.
Okay.
Shego looks away. Draken gets out of the car. Shego drives off.
My new evil master plan to take down Kim Possible will be my courtesy yet.
Draken grins. He walks toward the high school's entrance along with the other, much older students. Audio description funded by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.
I'm your basic average girl, and I'm here to save the world. You can't stop me 'cause I'm Kim Possible.